Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And as we have covered many times, in Revelation 12:9, it says that Satan, the devil, that ancient serpent, is deceiving the whole world. And so much so that it's awfully hard today to discover what is right and wrong in everyday life, in economics, in government, and in religion. And the lies and the deceptions are piled so high and so deep that in many cases it is so unbelievable to hear the truth that people think that you are a radical, and people think that you are crazy. The problem is, if you understand the truth and know the truth, then it will put you at odds with the world. Now, here's another thing to understand. As we have seen, all the religious practices of the churches in this world, though they claim they have come from the Bible, they have not. Now, we're covering about the pagan holidays and holy days that the so-called Christian world uses today as days that they worship God on. Days of celebration that they claim come right out of the Bible, that they claim are Christian. Well, you see, the truth of the matter is this. The Word of God is true. His commandments are true. His laws and precepts are true. God's way is perfect. His law is perfect. And the biggest problem with the world is, the Christian world, they throw the truth of God away and substitute their own traditions. Now, I want you to think about this. If you had a perfect bowling ball-sized diamond that was perfectly cut and perfect in every way, would you throw it away because someone declares that, well, this is not good? Would you trade it in for an equivalent glass diamond? Well, of course, that's absurd. However, you need to understand something very important. That's exactly what the Christian world has done to the Sabbath and holy days of God. And it's not a new thing that they are doing. No. As we have seen, you look at all the holidays of the Christian world, and not one of them is Christian. Now, you need to think about that. And if that's the first time you've heard anything like this, then you better do some studying. You better do some checking out. You better open up your Bible and understand what it really says. Because, you see, if you don't, then you are held captive by the biggest lie of evangelical Christendom, which is this. The law has been done away. The Old Testament is not relevant. Now, how can that be? If it is done away and it's not relevant, why is it included in the Bible? Need to think about that. It's included because the Bible is one unit, Old and New Testaments, and it gives us the truth of God. And unless we have the Old Testament, we have no clue as to what is happening in the New Testament, because after Jesus was resurrected from the dead and appeared to his disciples, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures concerning him in the law, in the prophets, and in the Psalms. Now, let's understand something that is very important for us to realize. All the days that are proclaimed as holidays in this world. They are found in the Bible, but not in the way that you think. They are not there as something to do. God warns that we are not to do these things. And yet, another lie is greatly believed, which is, the Old Testament is only for the Jews. And that is a blatant, absurd lie. Why, then, do they say that they believe in the Ten Commandments, yet they don't believe in the Ten Commandments because they throw away the second and the fourth one? You see, one simple principle in the Bible is this. God says, obey my voice. And the Bible has everything in it from God. Though men wrote it, God inspired it. And it is the truth of God. And Paul wrote that everything in the Old Testament are types for us to learn from and to not do. Now let's come to Amos, the fifth chapter, and let's see what God says concerning Christmas, Easter, New Year, Lent, Halloween, and all of the pagan days, because they're pagan days. Even encyclopedias admit that they are pagan days. But then they have a perfect, plausible, lying excuse. Well, the religious leaders have sanctified them. Or Jesus changed it. Or Paul changed it. Not in the Bible. See, because most people carry the Bible to church and they hardly ever even use it. And then the verses that they use, like I watched one of the leading evangelists here some time ago, and he was explaining about the kingdom of God, and he only explained about 10% of what the kingdom of God really is. And yet he's noted, wonderful man, gives good sermons. But everything that he withheld makes the truth that he provided a lie. Now, why is that? Because without all the truth and without all the understanding, you can create a lie while reading from the Bible. Now, I challenge you this. In which Sunday church will you hear these words concerning the holidays of this world? Now, it offends a lot of people to hear these words because, after all, Christmas is fun. Halloween is fun. Really? Do you base your spiritual life on what is fun? How does God base his spiritual life? On truth or on lies? Now, let me ask you another simple question here. Is it possible to worship the God of truth with lies? Is it possible to know the God of truth and the true Jesus Christ if you reject the words of God? Well, let's look and see what God says. Because remember, the whole Bible is based on three words. Obey my voice. And it starts right with Adam and Eve. Now here are the children of Israel and the children of Judah sinned against God because they got rid of keeping the holy days of God and got rid of keeping the Sabbath of God. And they worshiped Baal, and they worshiped Ashtaroth. Now, who's Baal? Baal is the sun god. Which day is the sun god's day? Would that be Sunday? Of course. Ashtaroth, that's the female goddess. And she's worshiped on Ashtar, or Ishtar Day. Think about that. Easter. Now, everything that the Christian world is doing is what the pagan world has done for thousands of years. And you can't make them acceptable to God. So maybe you need to reevaluate your thoughts, your assessments on what is acceptable to God. So let's read here in Amos the 5th chapter and verse 21. God says, I hate, I despise your feast days. I will not take delight in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard the peace offerings of your fat animals. Yet they do it unto the Lord, as we saw last time. That's why Jeremiah was told to stand in the gate of the temple of the Lord and call the people to repentance. Notice what he says in verse 23. Take the noise of your songs away from me, for I will not hear the melody of your harps. God takes no pleasure in it. And also, let's add some other things to the musical things that God despises. That is, all of the rock concerts, which are festivals to Satan the devil. And even one group, KISS, that means Knights in the Service of Satan. And yet, they were featured in the Super Bowl halftime. Who was it dedicated to? Not God, but all the pagan deities. Let's come back here to Isaiah, the 1st chapter. Let's see something really important here for us to understand. A lot of people read these things, they don't know. They think that God is condemning his Sabbath, his holy days. Now, why would God do that when he commanded them to be kept? And you know, another interesting thing, a lot of people say, well, we need to keep the Ten Commandments. That's absolutely true. Try on number 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and all that is in them, and rested on the 7th day. Therefore God blessed and sanctified the 7th day. Likewise, with the holy days, we'll cover those in just a little bit. But what I want us to understand is that when the book of Revelation in chapter 17 talks about Babylon the Great and all of the religious practices that are going on there, that it goes right back here to the Old Testament and the sins of the children of Israel and the children of Judah. And remember this, there is a difference between the house of Israel and the house of Judah. So let's read it here. Verse 10, Isaiah the 1st chapter. Hear the word of the Lord. Do you hear the word of the Lord? You willing to listen? You rulers of Sodom, whoa, that's a good message for the governments of this world, isn't it? Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. You know, just like they tried to do some time ago. President wants to offer birth control pills free, so that they can continue making whores of the daughters of our families. Send them off to college. And they get so corrupted that they even had a hearing before Nancy Pelosi, and one woman was there saying she really needs this free birth control because I have so much sex it's costing me $1,000 a year. Sodom and Gomorrah. Where are the morals? What is the truth? And you wait and see. I'll tell you right now. This nation is going to pay dearly with awesome, terrible judgments of God because of what they've done in religion, in government, and economics. And what they have done in prostituting our daughters, homosexualizing sons and daughters. And I'll tell you one thing you don't want to meet face on. That's the wrath of God. You ever been in a tornado? Rips everything apart?
Houses! This is not good, guys!
That's the wrath of God. Let's go on. So he says, verse 11, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Yes, they have all the idols of all the gods, as we'll see here in a little bit, right there. And the grounds of the temple of the Lord where God put his presence. And instead of worshiping God, they're worshiping all the pagan deities. And as a matter of fact, it got so bad that around the temple, not only did they have all the statues and idols, they made little booths for homosexuals and little booths for temple prostitutes. Sound like today's world? Yes, indeed. What did God do to Jerusalem? You see, you need to read the history. He destroyed it twice for the sins of the people. And as we've seen in other segments, it is God who judges the nations. And any time a nation does evil in the sight of the Lord, he is going to judge it and bring upon them enemies and bring upon them catastrophes and bring upon them punishments so that they will understand you cannot mock God. God says, I'm full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to trample my courts? We're going to see how they did that. And we're going to see what happened. And we are going to see the very depths that they fell into because they rejected the Sabbath and holy days of God and kept all the pagan days of this world. That's what we're doing today. And if you don't understand that, you better get out your Bible and you better be reading. And this is why Church at Home, because what you hear on Church at Home, you're not going to hear in the corner church down the street from you. You're not going to hear it on most television programs that you watch. See, because they have a code of ethics, you cannot attack other religions. And this would be considered an attack on other religions. Well, let me tell you this. Do you want God to come down to you face to face and tell you? Or are you willing to listen to the word of God and repent and change your ways? Continuing, verse 13. God says, bring no more vain sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath. And we'll see that's their new moon and their Sabbath. The calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity along with your solemn assemblies. Your new moons, your appointed feast, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary to bear them. That's what God says about it. Oh, but we're doing it in the name of the Lord. And we're doing it because we're such good people. And we're doing it because it makes all the kiddies happy. Really? Do you approve of lying to your children? Let's reverse it. Do you approve of your children lying to you? Let's add another one on. Do you approve of lying to God or lying about God? Now you need to stop and think. Need to understand what you need to do. Now we're going to cover these, the days of God. But first, it's necessary that people fully understand what is wrong. Because to tell people to keep the Passover and unleavened bread and Pentecost and trumpets and atonement and tabernacles and the last great day, which if you've never heard of those words, those are the days of God. So you see what they have done to it. See. But if someone dare point out the so-called sacred days of Christendom are abominations to God, you are a terrible individual. God says, verse 15, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. That's something. Look at our nation. Look at the murders. Look at the rapes. Look at the pedophilia. Look at the adultery. Look at the fornication. Look at the cheating. Look at the obnoxious, vomit-turning government that we have today. Not only here, but across the face of the earth. Let's see how good people get corrupted. And today, good people get corrupted because they get along and go along. So let's come here to 2 Kings, the 21st chapter. Now here's a king, he had a righteous father, Hezekiah. But you know, like every young generation that comes along, oh, well, we can't do what our parents did. No, 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 absolutely not. And you know, and I know, and everyone else knows, that as soon as you got old enough to get out and do things on your own, you got together with your friends and you did things that you knew your parents did not approve of. Is that not true? And you came home and lied to them. Is that not true? Yes. Question. How many people have destroyed their lives doing it? Either by early death or by sickness and disease or by mental upset and torment, because when you get out and do the things that you do like that and are sinning by breaking the laws and commandments of God, there is a penalty to pay. And that penalty is in force all the time. It's like the law of gravity. So here's Manasseh. He was 12 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 55 years. Now let's see what he did. Let's see how he took Jerusalem and the righteousness that King Hezekiah had set forth at the temple and everything. And King Hezekiah was responsible for helping to bring together the scriptures. But no, he wanted to rebel, and he took all Jerusalem and all of Judea with him. Verse 2, he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord after the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel, their days, their morals, their ways of doing things. And he built up again the high places which his father Hezekiah had destroyed, and he erected altars for Baal and made a grove as Ahab king of Israel did, and he worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. Well, 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 what do you know about that? All the people thought this was a wonderful thing. You want to know the closest thing that you can come to in understanding what happened, what it looked like, what was done? Go to St. Peter's Basilica in Rome and look at the obelisk, that sex symbol right smack in the middle of the courtyard. And look at all of the so-called statues of saints up above around on the colonnades. And look at everything there, and it is nothing more than the high court of Baal worship in the world today. They claim the name of the Father and of Jesus Christ. They claim Christianity, but they reject the Bible. And remember, the Bible says, obey my voice. Verse 4, and he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said in Jerusalem, I will put my name. And he built altars for all the host of the heavens in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And at that time, everyone thought this was a good thing. This is religious liberty. Yes, we have the freedom to worship God according to our conscience, even if it is an evil, abominable conscience. And look what happens when people do not love God and do not serve God. That's quite a thing. Now, you've heard me talk to you about writing in for material that we'll send to you at no charge. Now, you need these publications that we have, because everyone who wants to know about God is under obligation to prove all things, whether they are true or not. Now, here is quite a booklet that you need concerning the Sabbath. It is, which day is the Christian Sabbath? Because, you see, the truth of the matter is this. There is not one word in the Bible to substantiate that God ever authorized Sunday worship, Christmas, Halloween, New Year's. And you also need this book, Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days. Now, this is not a little pamphlet. This is a book with lots of details, lots of information. And you can go through and you can use your Bible. You can use all the resources online to prove that everything in here is the truth. Now, we'll send these to you at no charge. But if you're pondering, what are you going to do? How are you going to live in this world? You need another book. Now, we'll send all of these to you at no cost. Just email us, write us, or phone the office. You need this book, Lord, What Should I Do? So once again, this is Fred Coulter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. We have over 2,000 audio sermons on cbcg.org for the most complete, in-depth, biblical Christian education you could ever hope to attain. So until next time, so long, everyone.